Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Network. And we'll be having an interview session today, and we'll be back in just a minute with that interview. So stay tuned. Welcome back. We are here with Ms. Lene Van Hook Walker. She's a business person here in the Garner, North Carolina area, and she's going to come to us and talk about her business as well as her personal life and how she has succeeded. And hopefully, especially for our young entrepreneurs listening, you'll get some good pointers as to how you can improve your business. So welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lene. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us what your business is like, and then we can go into some of the other things that I mentioned.
Yes. So, again, thank you for having me today. My name is Lene Van Hook Walker, and I am an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur ever since I've had the opportunity to work. I have several businesses. Friends and family say I'm a jack of all trades. Presently, I work full-time as an exceptional child instructional assistant at a public school in my local area. Also work part-time at an hotel in my local area as a front desk agent. And I serve clients as a licensed cosmetologist / barber. And not only that, I'm a business owner. Can you believe that? But wait, not only am I all those things, I am now an advocate speaker. I am the voice for my son, Daniel, who was murdered last year by his female domestic partner. And I'm also the voice for other men and their families that have been victimized by domestic violence. I am Daniel's voice. So in saying all that, really, I've been an entrepreneur ever since I've been able to work. And even though I have the trade name of Cute Hair for my hair business and Daniel's Voice LLC for my advocacy, we agreed to talk about Hooked on Jewels. So Hooked on Jewels is my business name. I'm an independent paparazzi consultant. I've been in the business now for 5 years. I have climbed to the rank of director, where I've had 13 other business owners under me as my downline. I started that business in 2019. It was actually a present from my middle son, who purchased me to be able to start that business, like to sign me up. We were sitting on the couch one day on Christmas Day, and I asked him, I said, son, would you like to buy me a long-term Christmas gift? And he kind of sighed and was like, Mom, you know, you've done this type of stuff before. Are you even going to stick with it? And I said, of course, son, this is going to be what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So he went ahead and pulled his credit card out and signed me up, and it's been going ever since. I am so excited about paparazzi, because paparazzi accessories is not only about selling jewelry, but it's about connecting and networking with other men and women in the business all across the country. So I'm really excited to share that information with you today.
Well, we're going to start with your business, and as I indicated in the introduction, the entrepreneurs that we talk to are interested in improving their business. So do you have any pointers or any advice that you could give to especially new entrepreneurs so that they can maximize their success?
Yes. So the first advice that I would definitely get is to make sure that you have some sort of business plan in writing, because putting it in writing makes it more concrete, makes it say, this is what I intend to do, these are my intentions, and this is how it's going to get done.
Okay. Okay. Well, how long have you been in business?
So as far as my jewelry business, which I think we're going to touch more bases on, I've been in business, it'll be 5 years in December. However, I've been an entrepreneur since the late 80s, when I first got into, you know, working in the service industry.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Does one business supersede the other businesses that you're in as far as your the time that you have to spend in conducting those business pursuits? Do you have a favorite or not?
I do not actually have a favorite. I love them all. Each one serves a purpose in my life. And I say that because my hair business has been licensed. That's what I've been doing since young childhood, when I first entered into my adulthood, you know, from 18 and up, is that's what I've been doing. So I've been doing that over the course of my life. So that, of course, is one of my go-tos. And I had actually, when I was thinking about this interview, I was going to mention to you that my hair business actually not only helped me, but it also became a crutch for me as well, because it's like I knew I had that backing. So no matter if something else failed, plan B or C failed, I could always go back to that A. And then my jewelry business, which is more recent, and me becoming more into my adulthood and really making connections with other people, that has also helped me as far as being able to speak to people and work alongside people as actual business owners, to be able to network that way. And then, of course, my advocacy business is very, very new to me, which God has placed onto me.
Okay. Now, getting back to your jewelry business, have you always had an interest in that particular area? And not only that, but also you mentioned that you have an interest in fixing hair, and which is a very popular thing these days. So have you always been interested in those kinds of pursuits?
Yes. Well, to me, I've always been a person that enjoy being around people. I've always been a person to like to serve others. As far as the hair, I think that was more natural of going into that aspect. And then the jewelry business is something, I'm not going to say I kind of failed into it, but I did kind of fall into that business. So as far as the jewelry, that wasn't something that I've planned to say, oh, I'm going to be a person that sells jewelry for the rest of my life. That's something that kind of just fell into my lap.
Well, we all have to figure out what is best for us as far as a business pursuit or a profession. And as a matter of fact, that I believe is a God-given talent that we all have to find out one way or the other.
Yes.
And you certainly found that out. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Lene about her personal experiences and how her business pursuits have affected her personal experiences and vice versa. So we'll be back in just a minute. Okay. Thank you. Welcome back. We're here with Lene, and we're talking about her business, and she has several businesses, and it's very exciting, the entrepreneurship that people decide to delve into. And but what we also have to deal with is our personal situations. And I know we were talking about a week ago when we were in a meeting. As a matter of fact, it was a chamber meeting, if you remember. And you were telling me and my wife about some of the challenges that you've had as far as your personal experiences are concerned. But whatever experiences we have, they all are connected to our spiritual roots. So tell us a little bit about your spiritual roots before we get into those personal experiences.
Okay, well, I believe that I'm pretty much a spiritual person. You know, and it's funny, as I grow older, you know, I start more now being able to speak more about it. And I say that because being in certain industries, like I work for a school system where they tell you not to talk about certain things. And also, believe it or not, in hair school, they also taught us not to speak about certain things, you know, because you don't want to have any type of conflict when it comes to your workplace. But as you grow older and you understand more and more, and as the older say, by and by, that no one should ever stop you from speaking about what you feel spiritually, about who you believe in, which I believe in God, the Lord, my Savior. So even as a young child, I gave myself to Christ as a young girl growing up in Newport News, Virginia. And it has grown with me through my years. My family is very God-fearing. My great-grandparents, my great-great-great-grandfather started a church. So that was probably one of the beginning parts of it trickling down from my great-grandparents on down all the way to my mother, who is also a associate minister for the church that we both belong to. So as far as, you know, knowing about God and hearing about who he is and the greatness of him, it has been something that has been instilled in me from a little girl.
And I'm sure that foundation has helped you quite a bit in your business.
Yes.
As well. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, because it has been times in business where you don't know where your next dollar is coming from. Being an entrepreneur, you have to go out and you have to pretty much get it to bring it in, right? So it has been times where you have to get down on your knees and say, Lord, bring somebody through that door. Let me make a sale. Let me be able to service somebody. Somebody needs their hair done, you know, or somebody wants to be cute with a piece of jewelry, you know. So, yes, it definitely helps to know that God is the great provider of all things.
Okay. Well, yes, we all know that, or at least most of us who are believers know that. Do you have, by the way, a favorite scripture that you go to or part of the biblical precepts that you've learned all throughout your life? Do you have something that you fall back on when times are tough for you? Or exactly what do? Do you pray more or what?
I definitely pray. And I pray throughout the day, you know, just asking God to just watch over me and, you know, to order my steps daily, order what I speak, you know, order how I conduct myself in front of others. I don't really have certain scriptures, and to be honest, I can't tell you scriptures word from word. I'm still learning that, right? But that doesn't mean that I don't know the Bible. That doesn't mean that I don't know what these words mean. Just because I can't say it to you back to you doesn't mean that I don't know how, you know, what it means, right? But as I was preparing, because this is you know, like I said, this is the first time I'm doing this. So as I was preparing myself, I had also asked myself, you know, what scriptures are you really, you know, instilling in yourself as far as your business and what you're going through right now? And I did come up with Philippians, the fourth chapter of Philippians, starting, I wrote it down, I have to look, take a look at it, starting at verses 4 going through 13, because it talks about so much in those verses. And it talks about having the strength, you know, having the peace, having the joy, making sure that you're thanking God for all things, being content with what you have, but also asking God and thanking God, giving him praise, you know, for one, and thankful, being thankful for what he has already given you. I think, again, though Philippians 4 through 13, which is just a short, you know, passage of that whole chapter, really like dips into a lot of what I've been through and what I'm probably going to continue to have to go through.
Okay. And speaking of that, what you're going through, we're going to talk about that probably a little bit more so in our next segment. And that segment will be the next time we will have a part two to this interview. But as far as the scriptures concerned and spiritual kinds of things, obviously we have the Holy Spirit within us that directs us. You mentioned that you're directed step by step every day, what you do. And he guides us, as you know. So it's good that that you're aware of that, of course. Okay, we're going to go and take one more break, and we're going to return and finish this particular segment with Lene. And so we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're here with Ms. Lene Van Hook Walker, and she's with us talking to us about her business as well as her upbringing in the church and her spiritual roots and how those things have been connected to her success as a business person here in the Garner, North Carolina area. Now, Lene, before we go any further, I'd like for you to give everyone your contact information if someone would like to contact you, whatever you might want to give as far as your contact information.
Yes, and thank you again for this opportunity to be able to allow other people to get in contact with me if they need to. Again, my name is Lene Van Hook Walker, and that's spelled L-I-N-E-E and then W-A-L-K-E-R, Lene Van Hook Walker. You don't always have to put the Van Hook. I do use that interchangeably. That is my maiden name and then married name when I was married. Let's see. My mailing address is P.O. Box 123 Garner, N.C., 27529, and a good contact phone number is 919-815-9335. Again, that's 919-815-9335, and you can also reach me at Daniel's Voice LLC at iCloud.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lene, for being with us today. And Lene will be with us for part two of this interview. And we're really looking forward to that because she'll be telling us about her personal experiences, some of the things that she has been going through. She'll be telling us about some of those things, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you about that, as well as I'm sure our audience will be looking forward to hearing about that. So thank you for being with us today. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. And I'd like to say in closing that whatever you may be going through, just keep this in mind, that there's always more good things coming your way. And we'll be seeing you the next time.